WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
The Wisconsin Football Coaches Association All-Star Football Games were being played yesterday and today at UW-Oshkosh. And yesterday it was the All-Star game between the North and the South for eight-player football. And in that game, the North, or actually the South, beat the North by a score of 22-18. And scoring the first touchdown for the South was Caden Washa of Highland. Other members of that team on the South include Colin Jacobson of North Crawford, Brian Schultz of DeSoto, Gavin Tamling of North Crawford, and also coaches were Ev Vick from DeSoto, and he was the head coach, and Nick Mooney was also a coach representing DeSoto. As far as the small schools, there was local players and coaches taking part in that. We do not have a score on that yet. We have not received it. And players that took part in that was Liam Fingerson and Brady Dosh of Richland Center High School, and Blake Brickle and Jordan Gauger from River Valley. And the coaches are Andrew Troxel. He was the head coach. And head coaches of the All-Star, and also Dave Darling and Chris Clerken were coaches as well at that. So we don't have a score, but if we don't have, we should have a score hopefully for you sometime tomorrow. In hometown league baseball action tonight, or actually this afternoon, no score yet on this game. Sauk Prairie was at Mazamani. And also tonight in hometown league action, it'll be Dodgeville at Arena. And then tomorrow in hometown league action, it'll feature Sulzberg-Benton for the western section. Sulzberg-Benton at Ridgeway, Pine Bluff-Mount Horeb at Wyota. Verona will be hosting Muscadet, and Belleville will be hosting Argyle. And in the northern section, it'll feature Ashton at Black Earth, Middleton at Cross Plains. Wisconsin Dells will be hosting Reedsburg, and Casanova will be hosting Lodi. In Brewer action, the Brewers are currently playing Marlins in game two of that of the three-game series, and Brewers did win yesterday by a score of 2-1 in extra innings. The Brewers were down by a score of 3-2 against the Marlins today, and just in the sixth of the inning, they're in the top of the seventh now, but back in the sixth inning, the Brewers scored four runs, so now the Brewers are ahead of the Marlins by a score of 6-3. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on local news and timeless hits, WRCE 107.7. Milwaukee Brewers starter Brandon Woodruff says he will undergo another anterior capsule surgery on his right shoulder, likely ending his season. Woodruff says ahead of the game against the Miami Marlins, it is the same surgery he had after the 2023 season. His last recovery was about 20 months between surgery and when he returned to the mound. Woodruff says, I'm getting this surgery with the intention of rehabbing and taking care of that and being able to pitch again. His absence is the latest pitching injury to the Brewers, whose 3.48 ERA ranked second in the majors entering today. And newly acquired right-hander Lance McCullers Jr. will initially pitch out of the bullpen for the Brewers. The team with the second best record in the majors is working through injuries to key members of its staff. The Brewers reinstated McCullers from the 15-day injured list on Friday and selected him to be on the active roster while optioning struggling reliever Jared Koenig to AAA Nashville. Brewers ace Jacob Mizorowski is expected to return in the upcoming series against the Mets. Meanwhile, manager Pat Murphy says the outlook on veteran Brandon Woodruff isn't good, and we just reported that to you on that Woodruff is going to be undergoing surgery. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.